They are tragic images seared into America's collective memory. The 1993 siege at the Branch Davidian compound in Texas and resulting fire killed more than 70 members of a radical religious sect after a confrontation with federal officers. 2 years later, a devastating truck bomb ripped apart the federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people and injuring hundreds of others. Former soldier Timothy McVeigh was convicted of the attack and was executed in 2001. Both events took place on April 19th, and since then, that date has taken on special significance, says Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center, speaking via Skype.
Well, April 19th has become a kind of iconic date in the radical right in the United States. That really begins because that is the day in 1775 when the opening shots of the American Revolution are fired, of course, in Lexington and Concord.
Another notable mid-April tragedy was the school shooting in Columbine, Colorado, on April 20th, 1999. The anniversaries are often a time for sad reflection by Americans, but also a source of concern for law enforcement. Former federal prosecutor Eitan Goldman was on the team that tried the Oklahoma City bombing case.
So it was a real shock to the system, and the fact that it took place in Oklahoma City, in the heartland, and that it turned out not to be Muslim fanatic, but actually a homegrown American terrorist, I think shook people up a great deal.
And Goldman recalls McVeigh's justification for the Oklahoma City attack.
He viewed Oklahoma City as payback for Waco. And the date, April 19th, that was not coincidence. McVeigh deliberately chose that date because it was the Waco anniversary.
The Oklahoma City case highlighted McVeigh's links with right-wing anti-government militia groups. Those groups have surged in membership since Barack Obama was elected president in 2008, according to Mark Potok.
There were 149 of these groups by our count in the year 2008. By last year, 2012, that number had reached 1,360.
We vote today.
The recent focus in Washington on gun control is also stirring passions among extremist groups, says Eitan Goldman.
Gun control is a hot-button issue for, you know, the lunatic fringe. They see any even modest step toward controlling guns as the slippery slope, the beginning of the end to when New World Order, UN-backed federal government's going to come in and, you know, pry everybody's guns out of their hands.
And so even as Boston copes with the aftermath of this latest terror attack, April 19th brings painful reminders of past tragedies and the need to be prepared for future threats. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.